Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake, host of the Herb Podcast. Hey, welcome to our show in episode 462, as we share the truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her, oh my goodness, Renaissance woman. What the heck? How do you live your dreams? That's what we're going to learn today. So it's going to be her dreams. This is such a special show, and I just know it's really going to touch you. Before we begin, just know that this episode is sponsored by Solaray Vitamins, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y Vitamins. These are vitamins, minerals, and herbs rooted in nature. Now listen, Solaray has a special gift for women. The new award-winning Her Life Stages products. Now, this provides support for women all the way from their menstrual years, and that includes PMS, ouch, perimenopause in their 40s, menopause in their 50s, and then postmenopause. This is an integrative, holistic approach to having a woman's back throughout her entire life journey. To learn more about her life stages, you can run on over to your local health food store and learn all about it because they'll have it. You could also check it out at Solaray, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y.com, and use promo code HER20 to be able to get 20% off the products. All right, you'll be glad you did. Now, here's your first reminder to click on the iTunes after this episode to rate and review today's show, because our entire Her Podcast team loves your feedback. And I'll remind you again later on. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Now, as many of you know, I'm just like a little crazy person. I sit on the board of the American College of Sports Medicine, and I have also with the National Senior Games, which are called the Senior Olympics, and I've been a competing triathlete. And so I'm all about, like, what up with the Senior Games? Now, these are for people who are 50 and over. So if you're 49, you're not invited. You'll just have to wait until you hit the big 5-0 out there. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because I love to talk about taking good care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit throughout your entire life. And everything's all intertwined. And some of the stories of the competing athletes with the National Senior Games are just flippin' extraordinary. Why? Because I get the sneaking hunch, could be wrong, but rarely am. I got this sneaking hunch that fitness, and especially kind of getting involved in a little athleticism, can be incredibly healing throughout your entire life. So I bring to you Madonna Hannah today. Now, Madonna is just ridiculous. She's a track star. And Madonna is known as the fast fashionista, she'll explain that, is a 2023 National Senior Games gold medalist. She is an amateur competitive sprinter. And I want her to tell her story, because she has also been featured on the Today Show, National Public Radio, All Things Considered, one of my favorite shows, and a whole lot of magazine publications where she's really, quite frankly, exquisitely articulate and motivational. And this is something I think is like super important. So Madonna, welcome to the Her Podcast, girlfriend.
Darling, I'm so glad to be here. And I'd like to start off by saying that living life agelessly is liberating. And it's never, ever too late to soar for more, because anything is possible.
All right. You heard it from the mouth of this extraordinary woman. What people want to know, right, is they'll probably say, they'll write you off and they go, no, she's always been an athlete and it's easy for her and I'm a mess and look at me, I'm whatever, age 55 and I'm like a disaster and there's no hope for me and whatever. So first, if you can, if you wish to, can you share your age?
I am 70 years old.
Okay. She looks absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm so sorry, but you need to see this woman. And she sounds like she's flipping 20. Crazy, except she's got all that badass humor as well. So why don't we start from the beginning? So did you always want to be a track and field type star?
Doctor, I didn't become this badass sprinter until I was 57 years old and I had absolutely no track and field experience. My experience, actually, if you want to call it that, was watching the Olympics when I was growing up in the 60s. And I really liked track and field. And I, at the end of watching the sprinters, I would go out to my backyard and I would play 100-yard dash. And I would represent the United States and win gold. That was my experience. My next experience after that, because I was fast on the playground, my parents took me to a company picnic. Mind you, we were the only African Americans there at this time. And there was a race for the children. One of the activities was a race. And I wanted to win. I shoved and I pushed the other children out of the way. And of course, we're the only African Americans there. So of course, my parents were very much embarrassed. My mother took me aside and said, "Madonna, why did you shove those children?" And she said that I said in my tiny elementary school voice, "Because I wanted to win." Now, mind you, this is an early experience. The high school I went to had no track and field opportunities for females.
And at that time,
back in the 70s,
we didn't have Title IX yet.
No. Anything about racing or running was just, you know, on the back burner. And didn't hit me until I'm 57. Now, I went into the fashion industry, did well, and then went into teaching. And when you're talking about plans, and I'll hit on this a little bit later too, that there are things in your life that you plan and you go for. I wanted to work in the fashion industry. And anybody who has seen the Today Show clip, they'll know that. You know, they go through all that. What was unplanned was me teaching fashion marketing, and what was unplanned was me racing. Now, I'll tell you, I was planning a spring fashion show and it just came to me, run 100 meters. And I'm like, what? Where's this coming from? I'm planning a fashion show. I don't know. And it would not let me go. Like sometimes you just hit with something and you can't shake it. And I could not shake this for 3 days. So fortunately, I was married to a man who actually had track experience.
Oh, you married him for that reason. Don't give me that.
I married him for that reason. Little did I know.
You said, boyfriend, are you a sprinter? Okay, you're in.
Yeah, he was athletic. He was very athletic. And I went to him and I said, I want to run 100 meters. And he said, okay, I'll coach you, but you have to do what I say. You know, it's like, okay, all right. And I did. He was old school. Backpack full of bricks. And ankle weights running up and down hills. And in 2011, I entered the Washington State Senior Games in the 50 and the 100 meters, just on a whim. I won the 50, I won the 100. My competitors crowded around me and said, oh, you need to go to nationals. You need to come back and go to nationals. And let me share something with the ladies out there. I did this on a whim. And here these people are saying to me, you can do this. You can go to nationals. And I'm thinking, what? Nationals? I mean, I just did this on a whim, me. And then when I look back, doctor, I'm thinking that if I had been a male, I would have said, okay, sign me up. I'll do it. instead of that, doubt what, me? What? Going for something national? Well, I went for it and wound up at the 2013 National Senior Games in Cleveland. Husband and I had a great time. We had no idea about all the possibilities, and to see people, like you mentioned, who are 50 to 100 plus, who are involved in so vital and in so many sports, they're out there competing, because like this was like a new like subculture for us. And we were just amazed. And now I'm just proud to be a part of this wonderful community. And obviously, I loved it so much, you know, I'm still involved.
So a lot of women out there are probably sitting back and saying, how fast do you have to be to win or to have your times? What are your times? Let's look at the 50 and the 100.
My 50 meter time in 2011 was 8:62.
8 seconds.
Yeah.
And 62 little microseconds.
It was 17:25 for the 100. This was just me, you know, with a few months listening to my husband, okay? And then, in the meantime, I did rupture my Achilles.
How long ago did you rupture it?
I ruptured my Achilles in 2014. I was racing the 50 meters, Washington State, again, because I wanted to go to nationals again. I was racing. I heard what I thought was the starting gun going off again. But as you know, doctor, yeah, that was my Achilles.
So you ruptured the hell out of your Achilles.
Oh, severely, severely, as the surgeon said.
So did you just sort of go in a corner and cry and just say, I'll never run again?
Hell no, I'm badass. Let me tell you something. The first thing the surgeon said to me, there was two things the surgeon said to me. First, because of your age, you're 61, you're not going to have the explosive speed that you had before. And the second thing was, because I had ruptured my Achilles so severely and I had small calves, you understand what that would mean to a surgeon, and you have small calves, no more explosive speed for you. I'm telling you, and I'm telling everybody out there, it never occurred to me that it was over. I know I started at the age of 57, and here I was 61. It never, ever occurred to me. Went through the surgery, went through the rehab. It was painful. It was painful. Yeah, it was painful.
What got you through that? And the reason why I'm bringing that up is that I think, you know, clearly injury, I don't care what your age is, injury is always a bummer. And getting through it is more mental than it is physical. How did you get through it? What was going on in your mind?
Dr. Peak, when I was 34 years old, on my way to work carpooling, I and the driver, we were in a horrendous vehicle accident. The vehicle that we were in went under the back axle of a standing semi truck. I didn't know at the time, he died instantly. And yeah, I should have. And obviously I was in tremendous pain, 5 years of physical therapy. I was in so much pain. It was incredible. So when I ruptured my Achilles, I was thinking that, yes, I'm in pain, but I was in more pain going through all the recovery and everything that.
How old were you with the car accident?
34.
You were younger. And then flashing forward a number of decades, right? All of a sudden you had this one. So you had, as it were, a reference point for pain. And did it ever occur to you in your brain, if I could get through that thing, I can most certainly get through this?
Yes, exactly. Because that vehicle accident left me with a lot of souvenirs, a lot of muscle damage that I'm still experiencing. Yeah, quite a bit of muscle damage. But even with that, and I'm in chronic pain too, you know, the hip and the lower back and the complications from the Achilles too. So yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm out there running. And what I also want to add is that I'm running faster than I did before my Achilles.
What are your times now? I'm curious.
My time for the 50 is 8:81, because I gave you a wrong time before, because my time's even faster now, 8:81. I had two personal bests in Pittsburgh, and my personal best for the 100 meters is 16:62. Now, I started at 18:82, and now it's 16:62, which is, faster. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I just want to let you know, most people can't think that fast, okay? Let alone run and do that whole thing. And so, oh my gosh, those are very fast times. So again, let's go back. So you ruptured your Achilles and you listened to what the surgeon said, and deep in your mind, what you were really replying was, thanks for sharing, but I'm going to get through recovery and y'all have a nice day now. And then you just picked it up and you said, well, thank you. As a physician, I got to say, right? What happens so often is that when we're talking to a patient, right? Many physicians will give you kind of the average of what the results are going to end up being. So they're going to say, well, of all the women who are 61 years old, this is what we normally see, but they're not you. These are 61-year-olds who more than likely are not exactly the world's greatest in terms of physical activity. So all of that gets melded together. And then the answer is, well, you know, so what you did was what so many athletes do, which is, thanks for sharing. And then you moved on. I mean, look at Joan Benoit Samuelson, who was the first woman to ever run the Olympic marathon. I mean, it was like three or four. It was just like super recent before her Olympic run that she had her knee redone. And it wasn't even a year. It was like much, much less than that. And she was like, okay, we're done. And then she ran and won the marathon. And you see this all the time, which is why I'm just reemphasizing that the mind and the body work together as one extremely awesome superpower, so that, you know, never feel down about whatever. Tell us about your husband and that challenge. What happened?
In 2017, I decided, okay, let's see if I can do it. And I did win, again, 2 gold. And 2017 was also my husband's first bout with cancer. He had vocal cord cancer. And then when we returned to compete again in 2018 in Washington, so that we could go to the 2019 National Senior Games in New Mexico, my husband had 2 more bouts of cancer, and that third one did him in.
What year was that?
That was 2018.
So it was all pretty quick.
Yes. He had gotten me through to win in, you know, at the Washington State so that I could qualify for New Mexico. And bless his heart, he was massaging me and doing everything while he was going through his treatments and everything. And for people who are going through something like my husband was going through, he was in between his second and third bouts of cancer. He was still giving to me. You know, when you have your gift, because he could have said, well, you know, I'm going to be checking out soon and oh, poor me. But he continued his focus to assist me. And then when we realized, when he went in for surgery, the third time surgery, they opened him up and the cancer had spread. So they closed him up so that he could have at least 2 or 3 weeks to live, to get his everything in order. And he went into a hospice. And, you know, when people want to let go, they let go. But I said to him, come on, you know, we got to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're my coach. Come on. And it was, no. He said, Madonna, you keep racing, build up your thighs. And when you go to New Mexico, wear red, white, and blue. Because he always wore red, white, and blue.
Aw, yeah.
So I honored his request. He passed away November 20th, 2018. And after everything was all settled and done, I went shopping for a coach. And I reached out to somebody that I met during the time I was rehabbing. But she wasn't able to assist me. But she goes, I know someone. I know someone. And the someone she knew was a millennial. Now, when I retired from teaching, I was teaching millennials. Thought I was done with them. Thought I was done with them after 32 years of teaching. But she said, I've got someone for you. He's an Olympic hopeful and champion this, champion that. And yeah, she reached out to him and asked him to do a favor for a widow, you know, and it was supposed to be one and done. He helped me out. I went to New Mexico, closed the chapter with my husband, you know, finished that goal, and then decided to compete in the Washington State Senior Games for 2019. And I asked this young man, well, can you help me with that race too? And he said, let's do it. And he has been my coach ever since. And with COVID and everything thrown in there. And something else, too, I want to share with people about change. The difference between my husband old school and this new young thing, oh, my gosh, it was the reps. I wasn't used to doing all these reps. It was so different. And even though I had had success with my husband, especially at the state level, I thought, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do this. But knowing me and what I've been through, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. This is a different coach. He's volunteering his time to help me. And he has helped me to move from the middle of the pack at the National Senior Games to top five.
Can I ask you a question? Right? So you've moved from your husband with old school to this young millennial Olympic hopeful who has more updated routines and training programs and whatever. Let me ask you, when your husband passed away, how many years had you been married?
42 years.
42 years. So you've been married 42 years. In other words, this is no minor thing. This is huge. What role did your fitness goals and your training and everything play in your healing process from his passage?
Excuse me.
No, that's okay. This is a very tough question because you were married 42 years, and there are a lot of women listening right now who are in your position and are wondering, she sounds so vibrant and robust. How'd she get through it? And what role did this physical activity, this goal, have in your healing process?
As you mentioned, when you're with someone for 42 years and you've shared a lot, especially an active lifestyle, and this obviously is a hobby to me. And when my husband's dying request was, you keep on going. You keep on going. We've come this far. You're fit. In fact, one of the things that he said, and I think this is what he was thinking about, you know, his last few days, he said, I made you healthy. And it was almost like he was saying, I'm leaving, but what I'm leaving you with is this healthy lifestyle, and you're going to keep moving through that. You know, preparing for the race gave me a sense of purpose.
There we go.
Because
there you go.
I knew that my husband and I, this was going to be our goal. The National Senior Games had become a destination vacation for us. Now with this new guy, Marcus Chambers, It's, yeah, we're coming in to compete now. This is not a destination vacation. It is what started off on a whim and something for my husband and I to do together and something that was keeping me fit, you know, part of a fitness lifestyle has now become my lifestyle. Through Marcus, I'm on the track and I'm also in the gym lifting weights and doing this and that. And because I gave myself a chance to go with the momentum of this opportunity, because there was a momentum to this opportunity, it could have stopped when I ruptured my Achilles. It could have stopped when my husband passed away. But there's momentum, that forward momentum and that curiosity, like, how far can I go? What can I do? I've got this new young coach. It's like, yeah, longevity. There's more than I can do. So being a part of the senior games at the state level and national level has just been almost like a tremendous medicine. And you know what I'm talking about, the mental, the physical. It's like, yes, when I get up in the morning, I know my sense of purpose.
And you use that word again. So, you know, when you look at the work that's been done on people who are 100 years of age and older, and what they've actually found is that, and this is from culture to culture, Japanese, Italian, on and on, that when you live a life of meaning and purpose, those two words, meaning and purpose, then it makes it more adaptable to all of the losses and the challenges that one will have to navigate in their life. And that's whether you're 20 or whether you're 70. It's just that the mathematical probability of having more losses as you get older is obvious. And also it's your ability to be able to put up with some chronic medical issues and physical issues, because as you get older, and especially if you're using your body the way you are and the rest of it, I just want to drill home once again, as I've done in the past, you know, in other episodes, that meaning and purpose get you out of bed in the morning. You wake up and you go, out of my way, out of my way. And if you're not on my team and if you're not supporting me, get out of my way, because I got things to do. And that's what I hear in your voice, that this has really helped you. And I'm sure that when you run and when you train, you know that he's still with you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, I tell people that Coach Hannah set the foundation and he passed the baton off to,
there you go,
Coach Chambers. Yeah. Yes. He set the foundation, because you see, when I went to him and out of the blue said, I want to run 100 meters. He said, okay, let's go for it. But you got to do what I say, you know? And so, yeah. Okay. And when you know, because you mentioned that sometimes, and I've had people say to me, especially women, like, why are you doing that? Why are you running around the track? Why? You are a good teacher. You could be a substitute teacher. Nothing against substitute teachers, you know, but this is where I am. And I don't feel like I should have to explain to anyone. I'm not just running around the track. And I've even had people say, why are you putting yourself through that? Well, why not? Why not? And I do want to make a quick correction. My first time was 891. And now my time for the 50 meters is 881. So we can see what has happened, you know, between the ruptured Achilles. But I just wanted to clear that up.
No, that's important, because in sprinting, where it's microseconds here, right? That's a whole world of time versus if running 1,000 meters, it's a whole different ballgame, right? And so I'm really glad we spent a moment on that. And I know that was tough for you, but I brought that up because you are very motivational and you've gone through a lot in your life. And I want to make sure that people never write off someone like you when they see you at the age of 70 going out there and winning gold by saying things like in their mind, oh, she's always been that way and she's always been running and it's easy for her and blah, blah, blah. Instead, I want them to be able to say, oh my gosh, I mean, she had some amazing challenges here and she found a workaround, a way to be able to make this work and to continue to push forward, because I don't want to break anyone's heart out there, but you have no alternative. When things happen in life, you deal with it, you wrap it, your head around it, whatever, adapt and adjust. But guess what? Just like you said, and in your case, it's literal, it's forward motion. You just keep pushing it forward. And that's so terribly important. What's it like being now? And this is an interesting question. In a 70-year-old body.
My body is fabulous. Let me tell you. I am Madonna, fit, fast, and fabulous. Yes, I am. And I am the fast fashionista. And that fashionista term came up when I was on the Today Show, because that's how they promoted me, fashionista. And so I said, well, let me call myself the fast fashionista now. I am Madonna, fit, fast, and fabulous, the fast fashionista. Yeah, and I am 70.
When you're 70 years old, I mean, it's true of any age in your life, right? You wake up one day and you go, I'm 70. I've never been 70 before. And I think stereotypically, if no one knew about you or whatever, and they'd never seen a picture, you know, whatever, and you said, well, hello, I'm Madonna, Hannah, and I'm 70. What kind of stereotypic picture do they have in their brain?
Oh my gosh. People are just blown away when I tell them my age. I try not to, because I know what the response, I know how I look and I know what the response is going to be. And people are just shocked. They just stop whatever they're doing and they go, because they're looking, you know, they look at my forehead, they look under my eyes and they go, what? Yeah, they're looking. They're giving you the survey. And they're just stunned. They're just stunned. And, you know.
Well, for people who can't see her out there, all you have to do is run on over to her Instagram page. And I think, what is the Instagram handle on that one?
Madonna Fit, Fast, and Fabulous.
Okay. So run on over, have a little look. I'm looking at her right now. I swear. Now, maybe it's just the virtual platform we're on. I don't see a damn wrinkle. I'm not kidding. And I'm like, okay, fountain of youth. I get it. Some people just sort of have that thing too. But I think both of us know that fitness will absolutely give you a priceless glow that it's really, you can't get it by like spending a fortune on cosmetics or something. This is a natural glow, because both of us are looking at each other right now and we don't have a whole bunch of like makeup slapped on or whatever. And it's the fountain of youth thing. It's all about the fitness gig. And I, again, going back to this issue, I have found that when people have any kind of goal, they don't have to be in the National Senior Games. They don't have to do whatever. If one day they just got a little bug in their bonnet and they said, I'd like to try, and then fill in the blank. Okay, I want to do pickleball. Okay, I want to do a hike that I've never done in my life. I want to do my very first jog. Forget the run. Then I want to do a run, or I want to just try cycling or swimming or whatever. The answer is, why not? Like you said, why not? And what's the worst that can happen, right? You show up and you're going to have an awakening. And the awakening is going to be, it could take you in 13 different directions minimum. You could be like, damn, I suck at that. Okay. Like,
but at least you tried it.
You know, really, at the end of the day, it was kind of fun. And then all of a sudden, you got a little, you know, and then there's a coach that says, hey, why don't you show up with the next couple of classes. Let's play a little bit with this and see what happens. And then what you do is you begin an adventure, just like you did. You have your Madonna adventure as a world-class sprinter. And this is important for people to hear. It just begins with, you know, you conjure up a crazy-ass dream.
Yes!
That's it. And then you want to live that dream, but get ready. Now, hold on now. Talk to us, Madonna, about hard work.
Oh, my goodness.
Hard work.
Hard work. Whatever your dream is, you want to go after something, it's hard work. It's sacrifice of your time. It's dedication. It's diligence. It's consistent. It's not giving up. Because honestly, and I said to you that with the new coach, this new stuff going on, I wanted to give up because it was change. It was different. But I knew inside the person that I was. You know, I worked corporate in the fashion industry. Come on. You know, Boston and in New York. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm teaching people? No. I'm not quitting. You survive and then you thrive. And you make plans. And then once you know what you want to do, you take little steps toward it. Because right now I am still learning to be a sprinter. I'm still learning the mechanics and I'm giving myself that opportunity to learn. I'm being curious. And I would tell people, be curious, find out everything you can about what you want to do. And if you need to get a coach or a mentor, as you said to coach before, do it. And then just be grateful for the opportunity. Be grateful for the time. Be grateful that you're doing something that has a purpose and you're not sitting on a couch and you're not wishing and hoping like, oh, gee, I'd like to do that. But, you know, I'm not going to get out there and run like you.
The difference between dreaming and just sitting around all day and then wondering whether or not you could ever do anything is a plan. So you need to have like, okay, I got a dream, but I need to actualize this. And so this is why something like the National Senior Games is so wonderful, because so many people after the age of 50. Now, for all you little happy campers out there who are 20, 30, 40, all of this is just the same thing. It's just you're at a different age. And what's really important is never, ever to be afraid to have a dream. And then never, ever be afraid to just give it a whirl. It may, let's just say that one particular thing may not work out, but suddenly other doors opened up just because you showed up and you had the courage to be able to make that work one way or the other. How many stories do we know of people who've done something like that? You just never, ever know. But you won't know if you don't get off your little feminine behind and stand up and just courageously go forward. I love to ask the question constantly, what's the worst that can happen? So the worst that can happen is like, maybe you're not the world's greatest at it. And then you have a choice. Do you want to continue to pursue? Well, then you got some work ahead of you. Well, honey, you got work ahead of you no matter what you do. Now, if you just got totally turned off by that, what else opened up? Look around you. Keep your heart and your ears and your eyes open, because other things actually happen. You just never know. And I think you're a beautiful example of that. All right, Madonna, as we wrap this up, what I love for my marvelous guests to do constantly is to end everything with a nugget of wisdom, especially aimed at those women who are sitting on the fence and they're like, you know, I'm not in the world's greatest shape and I do have dreams, but I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. What can you say to a woman?
In my life, I've lived through some rejections. And I have come to realize that rejection can turn into reflection. And then reflection turns into motivation. And then from there, grow through gratitude. Because you need to be grateful for every single thing that has happened in your life, good or bad, especially if it's like, dang, all I have is bad luck. Well, something good is going to come out of it. So if you have felt this sense of rejection because of this and you're not that, reflect on it and say, well, what can I do? What can I get out of this? And then let it motivate you. Yeah, I can do something. And then grow with it and be grateful. Be grateful for everything. I know in one of the articles that I wrote for AARP, a comment came back to me and it was, run for us all, Madonna. And I'm like, okay, all right. I'll run for you all. I will. So that's my nugget. You know, I never would have had this chance to run, to have somebody say, run for all of us, girl, run for all of us, if I hadn't lived through some rejection and had that reflection and let it motivate me, and then to just grow and be grateful.
I love that. Rejection leads to reflection. Just right off the bat, give us an example of like an epic rejection you got in life.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. When I was 17 years old, I had tried out for a play that I knew I wasn't going to get because of the color of my skin. I was not going to be anybody's girlfriend or whatever. But I got up there and I did it anyway, knowing that I wasn't going to. And then as I was walking home from school, it was pouring down raining. And when I got home, I had 3 rejection letters from 3 magazines that I had written to. Well, I'll tell you something. On my 70th birthday, I tried out for the play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I was cast as Mrs. Santa Claus. And that never would have happened. That never would have happened back in the conservative white town that I was raised in. And I'm a freelance writer for The Ethel, which is an AARP publication. Yeah, I'm a freelance writer. So, yeah, that was,
So you didn't let it get to you. You were rejected. And I got to, just give a shout out to the fact that you came from an era in the United States where it wasn't a party to be a woman, and it certainly wasn't a party to be a Black woman.
Yeah, in the 60s, yeah.
you worked it through, and you persevered, and here we are, and it's just, you're out there, and you're like, excuse me, I'm about ready to run the 50. Okay, all right, you on my side, we're going to rock it. So I just want to thank you, Madonna, for being on the Herb podcast, because you have just been extraordinary. And I'm going to have to drag your little behind on this thing again to keep us motivated and on top of it, especially. When's your next senior games?
Saturday, July 27th, Washington State Senior Games, 50 meters, 100 meters to qualify for Iowa 25. And then after that, in October, the Huntsman World.
Yeah, and that's Utah. Yeah. Madonna, it has been a crazy-ass honor and a boatload of fun to get a chance to know you and to share you with the Her Podcast audience. Thank you for being on the Her Podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Peek, for asking me to be here. And I just want to say, you are an extraordinary human being and Renaissance badass woman yourself.
Well, listen, back at you. And I just want to also give a huge shout out again to our sponsor, Solaray Vitamins, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y, vitamins, minerals, and herbs rooted in nature. Run on over to your health food store and learn more about their new award-winning Her Life Stages products spanning everything from your menstrual years through perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, and that local health food store, those wonderful professionals will show you which way is up. And then run on over to solaray.com if you want to and use promo code HER20 for 20% off on the products themselves. Oh boy, it's all good. Listen, this has been another amazing HER podcast. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, your host, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in and being such an important part of our HER podcast community. Pop on over to drpeek.com to learn more about my work and social media. Join me every single week for another HER podcast where you'll hear from extraordinary, entertaining, and engaging thought leaders like Madonna Hannah as we share our wit and wisdom for you to enjoy. Thanks so much. And remember that your time in this world may be limited, but the things you can do with that time are not. So get on out there and seize the day. Have a great one.